Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's good to see y'all this morning. The sun is shining. Well, it's Arizona. When it's not shining, that's when it's news for sure. Today, we're going to talk about, I keep forgetting to bring up, it's been on my list and we haven't, but the Kelce brother, of course, retiring. We're also going to talk about something a little ridiculous when it comes to self-serve. Do you do self-serve check-ins, checkouts? Curious, because now we're taking it to another level and I'm going to rant about that. I got some feedback from you all on the Kate Middleton of it all. So we'll talk about that. And well, of course, we are going to have a bit of a conversation about Love is Blind. I'm going to save that to the end so that you can, if you haven't watched it yet, I won't spoil it for you. So anyhow, it's Thursday. I really feel like ever since we moved to Arizona, the weeks kind of seem long. Every day, every Thursday feels like it should be a Friday. Every Wednesday feels like it should be a Thursday. I don't know why that's the way it is, but that is just the way I feel. But yesterday was a great hump day for me. The spa was so much fun. So my sister and I, our birthdays are like within a week of each other. We went to the spa and I had a wonderful facial, and she was like, we got to do the aging backwards or time. I don't know, something about she's like, we're getting old, so we need to do the extra thing about age. And they did this like jelly mask that you feel them putting on your eyes. And at first, it was this place called Clover. At first, like, you're like, okay, yeah, I'll do the jelly mask, put it on my eyes. And then they put it on your eyes and you're like, oh my gosh, don't open your eyes. Because it's like liquid and then it dries. It was the coolest thing though. And then the massage for the first time, I like relaxing massages. I've never done deep tissue, but this woman looked like she could give a good massage. And I'm like, I might need that. So she's like, do you want me to go medium to firm? I'm like, yes, that'd be good. Usually I'm like just a medium. Holy magoli. I had to do my Ujjayi yoga breathing through the whole thing because it was painful. And when she flipped me from the back to the front, I said, just out of curiosity, what is this in the range of deep tissue? She's like, oh no, deep tissue is different. What? She said, I lower the bed and I use my elbow more. I was like, great balls of fire. I go, no, we'll just keep this then. Because when she was, especially on my neck, I was just like, breathe. I wanted to be like, stop. But I could feel the knots and I needed that to go away. So it was a 90-minute torture session of goodness. By the time she got to my feet, though, I like fell asleep. I was totally sleeping through the facial too. I kept snoring and waking up. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I have a puppy. That's what I'm doing. But so that was like, I had a spa day sandwich, and on the outsides of it were the TikTok workshops. They went so well, y'all. I'm so pleased because I saw the light bulbs just go off and in the attendees' faces and their eyes, like, oh my goodness, I get this now. Okay, I can do this. I'm ready for it. So I'm really excited that I've empowered them and given them the tools that they need. Part of the workshop was I'm giving everyone a one-on-one where they are able to, I look at their TikTok, give them advice and stuff. And so they were signing up for those. I did get requests during it from people saying, are you going to do another one? And so, yes, I am. So this is the cadence. So next week I'm doing the YouTube workshop. Hey, YouTube, good to see you. Helping people get started on YouTube and some skills they can do with that. Then the week after, I'll do the TikTok workshop again. And then the week after, I'll do the YouTube workshop. So I'm flip-flopping them every Wednesday this month. I would love to see you there. I'll put links to all the things. And guess what? My website is up and working. Hallelujah. You know, I was not the tech goddess that I professed to be when I just didn't put in all the little DNS records that need to be put in. But I did yesterday and it's live. And so if you have not checked out rockstalks.co, we're live, everybody. Check it out and you'll see the full flagrante of all my offerings and all my things. So I'm really excited about that. And of course, there's a link to come here to check out The Rocks Talk Show. Love you. Mean it. By the way, we are officially calling it The Rocks Talk Show. It is no longer a podcast. While I will take the videos and put them on Spotify and all the places, I do that like in a weekly batch, but this is really where I want the show to be. And it's a show. It is bigger than a podcast. It is a show. So glad you're here. All right, that's enough about me. Let's talk about all the things. So first of all, I keep forgetting to mention that Jason Kelce, we knew it was coming. All hints pointed towards him retiring. I was hoping he'd make it to the Super Bowl again with the Eagles. Didn't happen. But do check out his retirement speech. You know, it's when you, I don't know him. I don't know him from Adam. But I just have always felt like he's a really good guy. And so when you see a really good guy like that retire, while it's celebratory, it's also like a loss to a sport. So I just, all kudos to him. And all accounts show that his brother wouldn't be who he is today, the good parts of his brother, if it wasn't for the fact that Jason really helped him. So anyhow, that's bittersweet. I think we'll probably see him on TV. I have a feeling, I mean, he's already got the podcast going. They have the Kelce Brothers podcast. I have a feeling that some station is going to pick him up and have him do something. Why wouldn't they? That's just what I'm saying. There's all the reasons to do it. Okay. So I saw something. Before I do that, I want to respond to a love that you guys are watching. Love that you're commenting. You guys rock the Casbah. And there was a comment yesterday. I talked about Kate Middleton and the disappearing act of it all and how there was an appearance of hers. And I wanted to shout out to Julie, who was like, I saw that picture. It looked a little bit blurry. Do you really think that was her? And my honest opinion is no, I don't. I don't think it was her. I'm sure that they all have body doubles because they're royal. I don't think it was her. No. I think that she wouldn't just suddenly appear like that if it was her. She would be like a quick picture with her and her kids or something. No. I think that something is rotten in the city of Denmark. I told you. So I'm with you there. Keep bringing in your comments. Not only will I reply back on YouTube, but I also will bring them up and shout you out. So thank you, Julie, for that. Okay, I saw something, and I don't know how I feel about it. No, I do know how I feel about it, but I want to know how you feel about it. So Vegas, which I would think is a pretty busy airport. It's not a big airport. It's not like Atlanta, and Atlanta's like the busiest airport in the country. But there are a lot of people who go in and out of Vegas. They're trying a six-month stint, their TSA, of, get a load of this, self-serve security. If you cannot see my eye roll, I'm just giving you a big one with the head turners. Are we serious? And I was watching a video of her demonstrating this. Like, if you have issues, you can like press a button and some TSA voice from above will talk to you. But otherwise, you fill your own buckets, which we do that already. But you know, someone always does it wrong or no, don't put that in there or do this or do I take off? You don't have to take off your shoes. Yes, take off your shoes. You do that all by yourself. Then you go into a bigger chamber with your hands down. And if you have something you shouldn't, you have to go back out. If your products, when you goes to the conveyor belt, it automatically shoots back out. There are some things that I'm okay with us doing on our own. That is not one of them. I am someone who does do self-service at like Whole Foods. Self-service. Scott's always like, yeah, I know you want to go through self-service. I do. I like it because I'm fast. And I get my shit done. So I appreciate that. But most people who go through self-serve checkouts are not fast. And it is a whole hullabaloo where I'm like, oh, for the love of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Have you ever gone to a self-service at Home Depot? Why do they even have those there? They shouldn't have them there. It takes too much time. I don't like to go to Walmart. Someone's trying to get me to like warm up to Walmart, but Walmart has always done me dirty. Walmart always is a line. I remember when I was in college. We'd go late at night because of the Super Walmart in Waco. And we'd get there and lo and behold, there was no one in the store. But when you go to check out, there's always a long line. So you'd think self-service would make it faster. I had to go to Walmart recently. I went through a self-service line. Why was a self-service line also long? Self-service requires, I do self-service at Costco as well too, typically. Except now those lines are really long. So I just go to the line with a person because now, at least here in Arizona, they're long. Self-service requires that you are competent enough to do self-service. There it is. I said it. And when people are not competent enough to do self-service, it is pointless. When I go to Fry's or to Ralph's, I also do self-service there because I can get my shit done and it's a lot faster. However, I will admit that when I go through self-service, I might, if I'm like, I shouldn't have to, if I end up using an extra bag, I don't go back and go, oh, I need to give you 10 more cents or 5 more cents. I estimate that it's 2 bags. Something weird happened. It wasn't. We're not going to do that nonsense. Why am I saying all this? Because I feel like with security, with the security of our like airway, like flying safely, we need to have people. If a person makes the mistake, I feel a lot better than the self-serve. And with the self-serve, I just feel it's going to take forever. I mean, thank goodness I have TSA pre-check, but I'm just saying, I'm not down for this. Also, I will say, I do realize that people can make mistakes as well too. True story, my nephew, when he was younger, was this would have been when Scott and I started dating. So this was like 8 years ago. He came to visit and he got to fly all by himself. So he flew from Arizona to Austin, and then he was flying from Austin to Dallas to visit my sister who was living in Dallas at the time. It was like he gets a trip and then he flew home. So he flies in to see me. We hang out. We do zip line, which I'm like, I got up there. I'm like, why did I even do zip line? Like, why did I? Anyhow, that's another story for another day. Like, I'm on a perfectly good platform. Why am I jumping off of it? Alas, was taking him back to the airport. And that, at the time, Baylor was just a little micro dog, literally fit into the little, like, they give you the kids little flight pass, like, lanyard. She fit into it. So we're going to the airport. And we get to the airport. I bring in Baylor, all the things, because at the time, you know, he's little, so I could go with him. We go to sit down, and I open up my purse for something, and I realize that my taser, my full-on pink taser the one that'll shoot you and zap you, like full-on taser, is sitting in my bag, in my purse, which means I went through TSA with it. And I was like, I was so terrified. I'm like, is someone going to come get me? But I can't leave. I've got my nephew. He's not on the plane yet. Oh my gosh. I was freaking out. Mm-hmm. I could have gone on a plane with a taser. That's not cool. So, I mean, there's human error as well, too. I'm just saying. And I did. I texted him like, I have my taser. Oh, my gosh. Like, it was because I was freaked out. Anyway, alas, I don't know. I just, it's going to take longer. And I just feel like I'm not down for it. But, you know, the robots and computers are taking us over, and maybe self-service like that. I don't know. Are we running out of employees, or does no one want to work TSA anymore? Is this why they're doing this? Like, what's the reason for this? I need a good reason. Not that they owe me anything, but I need a good reason and I need a better plan. What do you think about it? Are you excited about it? Are you going to try it? Now, all that to say, I might try it, but if the line is long, I'm going back to TSA pre-check. If I see a long line and I see, so it takes one bad apple to make it take a long time, I am out of there. You cannot get me back. So this is the spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you have not watched Love is Blind and you do not want to know what happened, I will see you tomorrow. Bye in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Are you ready? And you say, yes, I'm ready. So last night, Scott and I watched Love is Blind. Now I have to say, I wanted to watch it early in my mind, but I'm like, nope, he likes the show too. I waited till that evening to watch the show. If you remember, there was a cliffhanger at the end of last week where Chelsea and Jimmy are talking. They went to the roller coaster amusement park ride, and he's like, you know, you haven't really told me. He's like, I know I'm in it. I love you, but you haven't told me. And she's like, well. So it comes back to that. She tells him, yep, today I love you. I'm going to say yes, all those things. And then out of nowhere, like, I stopped listening because I'm like, okay, they're fine. They're not fighting. I hear him say, like, I can't go down the altar. I'm like, what? Whiplash? He finally stood up to her and said, not going to do it. She got pissed and was like, how could you do this to me? We were just picking out songs. We had a great day. I can't believe you did this to me. And I'm thinking, girl, if he didn't do it now, he would do it at the altar. You have two choices. He's been super nice to you. And she's like, I can't believe one argument makes you decide. He's like, one argument? We've been arguing the whole time. And you betrayed my trust when I asked you not to say that I had a relationship with my friend, and you said it. And she's like, oh, so this is about you fucking your friend and your triangle and you fucked your friend. He's like, you keep throwing it in my face. She did. This not winning you people, Chelsea. So that was done. And we were done with that drama. I'm like, well, that was fast. We still have an hour and like 11 minutes. What are we going to do? Or an hour and 30 minutes. What are we going to do with this? So they did, but it was also like, did they really break up? But then they showed the bachelorette party and the bachelor party. And yep, they're only two couples now. We got Amy and Johnny, which come on. That's a sure thing. And we have AD and Clay, which come on, that ain't going to happen. Literally. And Scott and I made bets on it. And I won. Thank you very much. Because I know my love is blind. So they have a good time. It's just them. The two of them have the party together, the two women, the two men, and then they have some friends. Okay, whatever. What was really funny was the guys in their party, they're talking and this bartender just sitting there. She's looking bored as all hell in the background, just like. So alas, this happens. Then it's wedding time. They start with AD and Clay, and Clay is a mess. And we finally meet the father who cheated on his wife for 24 years, probably when they're dating as well, too. And he's just full of shit. Like, literally. He's just all of these, like, platitudes and saying all these things and, like, how he learned from his mother or someone, one of his parents, like, you should always take care of your kids and you should always love your kids. And I'm like, where's the part where you, like, and honor your wife? He didn't say that. He's like, in a marriage, you always take your kids. I'm like, No, you're not it. And we know Clay's not it either. We see AD and she's looking beautiful. That dress was made for her. Her mom is just gassing her up. She's ready. She's in love. And I'm like, girl, but he's not it. They go down the aisle. Clay's with her mom. And she's like, I'm with you for whatever you decide. You're going to be okay. All these things. They go down the aisle. All that to say, of course, AD says yes. And Clay says no. He's like, I cannot do this. I cannot marry you. And he's like, and I know we'll stay together because I know you're my ride or die. Bitch, please. She's not your ride or die. If you dump her at the, and she's like, I can't believe, she's like, she's cussing, I can't believe you're doing this to me. So then she turns to her mom. She's like, you ready to go? And her mom and her girl gang, they all go down the aisle together and she's just broken up. And he's talking to his dad and his dad's like, oh, yeah. And it was weird because his dad and mom who were divorced, were there and mom was talking to him and supporting him. And then dad came and you see her just kind of walk away. Well, all that to say, then he says to her dad, should I talk to her? And he's like, well, yeah, you should talk to her. That way you don't seem insensitive. I'm like, you know what? That's not why you should talk to her. You should talk to her because you just said no to her at the aisle and she did not see that coming. So I don't know how she didn't see it coming, but you need to talk to her. He goes to talk to her. And the best part about this whole thing was watching Clay's mom and Clay's dad talk. Remember, he cheated on her for 24 years. And the dad and the mom was like, listen, he brought that to the altar. He brought what you did to the altar. And I found out some things during this process I did not know before, which we know is she found out that Clay was taken. His dad used to take Clay to his trysts and his when he was effing some other woman. And he would take his son there. She's like, I found some things out. She's like, I forgave you, but I didn't know about those things. And he was like, you know, he just needs to meet someone like you, which I thought was a dig to AD. Like, dad did not want him to be with AD, obviously. And she said, well, yeah, well, look what that got me. She basically said, yeah, you like me, but you cheated on me. And it was just such a real conversation. And she's like, this is not time for excuses. You need to apologize to him and make amends. And I don't think he will because he's a jerk off. He's like, thinks he's like a big deal. He was on like just, oh, you know, I was a big track star and I was an Olympian. I'm like, I love Olympians. I don't love you. Like, and you literally just wanted to say that. So we'd like, oh, you're great. Anyhow, there was that. And then the second half, and they spent more time on that wedding than the wedding that we knew was going to happen. Amy and Johnny got married. Their families love each other. It was a given. She did not have the cat eye on and she looked very good without the cat eye. I just want you to know. She looked gorgeous. Her makeup was, both of their 80s makeup was also flawless. But they got married, yay to them, and then it's over. So next week we get the reunion, and I cannot wait. Now, I will say, I follow Reality Ashley, and she posted something on Instagram where it was something that said, are Clay and AD back together? Because AD said, like, it's over. Like, I'm not doing that. There's this video and AD is like dancing around and whatnot. It's Thanksgiving and the camera pans and then you see Clay's mother and you see Clay. Oh, AD, run for the hills. He's not worth it, girl. And it's so hard for her to be like, I'm not worth it. I wish I'm not good enough. I'm like, girl, you're good enough. These guys are not. They're just not. They ain't it. They are not it. Anyhow, that was how it ended. We all saw it coming. It was an excellent season. I'm not going to lie. Even though there was drama McDrama, I am here for it. It was a great season. It was a comeback and a come up for Love is Blind. And I will be watching the next season, which I heard, shout out to viewer Julie, they are filming another season right now in Minnesota. Okay. So they're doing that in the Twin Cities, I believe, or Twin Cities, yeah. They usually film two at the same time. So there's some other state that some other city it's happening in right now. And I'm sure we'll hear something about it as well too. Anyhow, that is all for today. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with me. Let me know what you think about Love is Blind and all the things. Comment, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, and I'll see you later. Go be great. Bye, everybody.